USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more of America is reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it, warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The U.S. Army is considering changing the names of its bases that have Confederate leaders' names. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's open to bipartisan discussion on the topic. There are 10 bases currently named for Confederate leaders that would need to be renamed under such a plan. Meanwhile, a judge in Richmond, Virginia, is barring the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue for 10 days, a decision yesterday coming after Governor Ralph Northam ordered the large statue on Monument Avenue to be taken down as soon as possible, and crews were on hand yesterday inspecting the 12-ton monument, which has been at the center of protests in Richmond, especially since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A descendant of an original donor for the statue requested the injunction that was granted yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.